Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, is with us. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Heather.
Right, what do you make of this proposed tariff?
Oh, gosh, here we go again, don't we? So tariffs raise their heads. Now, if you thought news flow on the tariffs had been sort of quiet, you're probably right, but there has been a bit going on in the background. Not only that, but you've had your little military excursion in the Middle East as well, which has tended to dominate the headlines. Now, the key context here, of course, is that you've had this legal challenge to the original tariff justification, remember back to Liberation Day. So currently the administration, the Trump administration, is having to process refunds of all those original tariffs. So they've been working in the background on a way to how to reimpose tariffs in a manner that can withstand judicial oversight, however spurious or bizarre that may be. And now we have it. And the punchline here, from our point of view, is a potential 12.5% tariff on us and many other countries as well. And the justification here is that we've not done enough to prevent or counteract importation of goods made with forced labour. So this practice, according to the announcement overnight, burdens or restricts US commerce. Now, it's all contained within a 52-year-old piece of legislation, Section 301 of the 1974 Trade Act. There are further investigations going on, so you could see further tariffs being announced. Whether they apply to us or not, we don't know. Now, the current, you've got a 10% global tariff at the moment, they call a global tariff at the moment. They bought that in after this legal challenge to the original tariffs. That expires in July. That was a temporary measure. So they've got to do something. Look, I had a quick look at the report this morning. Heather, it's 100 pages. It came out overnight. Haven't had time to digest it all. Remember, it is proposed. I'm fascinated to hear what the minister had to say. At the heart of it, it feels a little bit cynical. It feels kind of engineered. But then again, you know, these guys make the rules on this, don't they?
Quite right. And you can see why they want to, as you just explained. Yep. Right. What's the deal with the building consents?
Yeah, back to the land of the long white cloud and something a little bit more understandable, local building consents. And contrary to what you may think, given the drop that we've seen in consumer and business confidence, building consents just continue to trend higher. So it's a reasonably positive signal, particularly for a sector, the construction sector. It's been kind of challenged, hasn't it? But it's actually been trending higher since the middle of 2025. So it's a very, very clear rebound in building consents. Look, we're still a long way from the heady days of 2021, but definitely moving in a positive direction. So on an annual basis, building consents are up 16% year on year. That's for the 12 months to the end of April. So a touch over 39,000 building consents. Back in 2021, we were hitting a rate of about 50,000, so we're nowhere near that. Monthly momentum is positive. Remember, monthly numbers are quite volatile. It was up 11% on a seasonally adjusted basis. In March, it fell 0.8%. Now, it's all being driven, Heather, as we've seen in previous months, by an increase in multi-unit dwellings, so townhouses, apartments, retirement units. That represents over 50% of the annual growth, as opposed to standalone homes, so townhouses, multi-units, 16,832 consents year on year, 19% lift there. You compare that to standalone houses, still going up, but only at 14%. Now, I sort of look at these numbers and just, I do wonder, if you think about this conflict that started end of February and confidence sort of took a hit, but we've seen there could be some lags in this sort of construction process, so maybe they're still processing projects that were being sort of talked about in January and February. So we're really going to need to have a look at the numbers in the next couple of months to see whether or not we do see a fall off, because you would have thought that maybe energy price uncertainty, possible interest rate rises might hit this. We don't know yet. Non-residential sector looks pretty flat, Heather, tracking sideways. When I look at it on a value basis, it's down 0.4% year on year. If we look at it a volume floor space basis, a very modest uplift, 0.7%. So it's going to be fascinating to see whether or not we see an impact on this, but it's just a little bit delayed.
What do you make of the Australian GDP for Q1?
Well, it's a competition, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, it is a competition. We just basically compete with Australia. So Q1 GDP over there, 0.3%. Year-on-year growth, 2.5%. Their fourth quarter growth was revised up as well. But here's the thing. What are projections for Q1 growth here in New Zealand? 1%. So it looks like we started the year potentially quite a bit stronger than the Aussies. But of course, it's really all about Q2 GDP, not Q1 GDP. But we might just win the Q1 battle.
Yeah, we'll take that if we can. Give us the numbers then.
Yeah, look, not a great night for markets because you've had this refresh in the sort of in the refresh and up an increase in the tension in the Middle East overnight. So and tariff news. So the Dow Jones is down 420 points, 0.82%, 50,889. The S&P 500 is down just on 40 points, 7570. That's about 0.5% fall. And the NASDAQ down 0.79% as I look at it, 213 points, 26,880. The FTSE 100 lost 0.4% overnight, 10,332. The Nikkei, that was up actually, up 1,667 points, 2.5% gain, 68,402. Shanghai Composite up 0.2%, 4083. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.7% on the ASX 200, 61.8785. The NZX 50 down 0.42%, 13,115. Kiwi dollar is weaker overnight because US dollar is stronger, so 0.5864 against the US, 0.8221 against the Aussie, 0.5056 euro, 0.4370 pounds, 93.84 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,439, and Brent crude has spiked up, flirting with the $98 mark, $97.99 as I look at it now.
Good stuff. Hey, thank you, Andrew. Enjoy your day. That's Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.